What's up, Dub Nation? This is the We Believe Golden State Warriors basketball podcast, a Sports Ethos presentation. Sam Orlick here. Warriors bouncing back in San Antonio, 112-102 against the Spurs. We're going to get into the recap and important news and takeaways from this game. First and foremost, Chris Paul likely having his best game of the season. 19 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 9-19 from the field. He chipped in a steal, just doing a little bit of everything. And most importantly, really getting it going and keeping the Warriors in this game early. Warriors got down to a double-digit deficit early in this game. Nobody had it going offensively. Kuminga was 2 of 8 from the field. Klay Thompson was 1 of 4, but it was Chris Paul 4 of 4 in the first quarter in 7.5 minutes, including a very important jumper at the end of the quarter. It was Paul reading the defense, making the right plays, hitting his mid-range jumpers, and really keeping the Warriors in this game after the Spurs came out and just absolutely blitzed the Warriors in very similar fashion to Saturday. It was 6 3-pointers by 4 different Spurs, including Vassell going 3 of 3, and Warriors just looking like a team that didn't have a lot going offensively and couldn't get any stops defensively. Very much the issues related to Saturday. In the second quarter, things settled down a little bit. The Warriors bounced back, down by 2 going into halftime, 58-60. But then early in the third quarter, the Spurs would go on a run again, behind back-to-back 3-pointers, as well as a transition layup off of Warriors' miscues offensively. And the Spurs would build a 10-point lead early in the third, forcing Steve Kerr to call a timeout, forcing many Warriors fans, including myself, to feel incredibly frustrated. Like, here we go again. Are we really about to lose to this team again? What the heck is going on? Warriors, though, flipped the switch incredibly, basically going on a 32-10 run to end the third quarter, after the Spurs had opened up with an 8-0 run in their own right. And it was a lot of guys contributing in a lot of different ways. Jackson Davis, Pods, Chris Paul, Klay Thompson, Wiggins, Kuminga, Warriors getting stops, getting out in transition, Chris Paul dicing up the defense. He had 6 assists in that third quarter. And you really just saw the resiliency of this team on full display. They didn't have things going in their way early in this game. Felt like yet again another game where Warriors are trying to be aggressive, attacking the basket, not getting foul calls, getting fouls called against them the other way, not able to come up with stops. When they did finally get the ball into shooters' hands, which seemed like to be, you know, kind of like the least worrisome of all of their offensive weapons, those guys were knocking down threes. And so it was great to see them hang in there, continue to play hard, continue to do the things that have helped them on this recent winning streak, and then finally build some momentum. And it was very evident that as soon as the Warriors found their mojo, started stringing together stops, started cutting into the lead, finally taking the lead. Once the Warriors had built a little bit of a lead, the Spurs like totally collapsed. You could see that their offense became super shaky. Guys weren't looking smooth and under control with their jump shots. Shots were missing. Warriors were grabbing rebounds. Everything really falling into place for the Warriors in that third quarter. And this is why it's been so important, and I've been harping on this all season long, that with these young teams, you need to take care of them early. You need to win the meat of the game. Continues to be a theme. You don't necessarily have to, get out to the early lead, but you need to take care of business before crunch time. And that's what the Warriors did. They built a 17-point lead early in the fourth. Spurs cut into it a little bit, cut it to 11 at one point, even got it to like 8 or 9, but it wasn't enough. The Spurs simply did not have enough in the tank to completely come back from that deficit. Warriors and Spurs basically in a stalemate the last 4 minutes of the game. Both teams just really ramping up their defense, forcing one another into missed shots. And the Warriors were fine with that. They had the double-digit lead, and they were fine holding on to that. If it meant that the Spurs weren't going to score, they were okay not scoring in their own right. And that was enough to put this team away. And, you know, obviously, Spurs got Victor Wembanyama back. They also got Devin Vassell. Both of those guys had significant contributions. Victor finished with 27 and 14. Vassell was 17. Keldon Johnson was 16. But nobody else really got going for the Spurs, which, you know, in hindsight, I mean, I can say this kind of post-Saturday night and looking ahead to Monday, knowing that the Spurs were at least going to get Victor back and probably Vassell as well. You know, what were the Warriors going to do? And it felt like that Saturday night game was just such an outlier in the sense that you had so many different guys contributing for the Spurs because they didn't have their main guys. And so it really was, you know, a free-flowing offense. Everyone's getting touches. Everyone's getting looks. Everyone's knocking down threes. And it was incredibly difficult to defend. You know, putting aside for a moment the lack of defensive integrity, pride, energy, intentionality, etc. When you've got 4, 5, 6 guys knocking down threes as a defense and you can't stop, you know, straight line drives to the hoop, you've got problems. You've got your work cut out for you. And so getting Victor back, he did have 27, but on a volume 10 of 25 shooting and 3 of 9 from three. You get Vassell back. 5 of 14 shooting, 5 of 8 from 3, which was actually pretty good. All of his makes were from 3. So the Spurs get their two top dogs, but they combined for 39 of the team's total 93 shots, which is pretty substantial, and only connecting on 15 of those. So it did feel like that played in favor of the Warriors. You're a young team. You've got your, you know, your young franchise cornerstones and Devin Vassell and Victor Wembanyama. Those guys, you know, made some exceptional plays all night long, but thank God they didn't shoot like the entire Spurs team shot on Saturday night. And so that really helped the Warriors. Spurs finished shooting about 42% overall from the field. Warriors 49.5%. Again, we mentioned Chris Paul and his incredible night. Klay Thompson again played exceptionally well, 8 of 21 from the field, 4 of 10 from 3. Pods got it going offensively as well. He had 14 with 8 rebounds and 4 assists. He hit 3 threes. And then Wiggins and Kuminga each chipped in double figures, Kuminga with 22 and Wiggins with 16. And then Jackson Davis probably had, probably having the week of his career. He had a 13 and 10 double-double in 26 and a half minutes off the bench with 5 assists. Draymond Green would foul out of this game late with about 3 or 4 minutes to go. But again, you had the double-digit lead. You have Chris Paul. You had the defense more connected, and they had options, and they were able to hold on against a Spurs team that is playing very well as of late, as these teams typically do. I mean, this is not something... This is kind of how the NBA works. These young teams come into the season with all of this optimism and excitement around their young players and how they might play. You get into the season, you start losing. It's not going well. You go on big losing streaks. You kind of accept your fate as being a bottom feeder team. Then the All-Star break hits and you kind of feel like, you kind of have a reality check, like, we're not a playoff team, but who cares? We got nothing to lose for. We got nothing to lose. We got everything to play for. Let's just go out there every night and give it our all. And so the Spurs have been one of the hottest teams from three since the All-Star break, despite being one of the worst teams shooting from three throughout the regular season up to that point. And so just a classic case of a rebuilding team that is playing, you know, exceptionally well. If the Spurs had been playing like this from the start of the season, they definitely wouldn't have the record that they have right now. That's for sure. And so if you're the Warriors, you got to take it in stride, and obviously did not show up on Saturday at home, defend home court with requisite effort, but you come out to open up your road trip and get a much needed win. And so it's unfortunate that it's unfortunate and interesting that the Warriors seemingly have flipped the script from last season, unable to win on the road, but so good at home. We knew that was a little bit of a fluky season in the sense of not being able to win road games. But then this season feels like they play much better on the road than they do at home. And kind of disappointing the home crowd throughout the season, but continuing to bounce back on these road trips and take care of business. So that was obviously a much needed win for the Warriors. Trayce Jackson-Davis probably had one of the highlight reels of the season. He gets the and one dunk on Wembanyama to basically put the game away with a few minutes remaining. He had the ball at about, I want to say it was about the 3-point arc with Victor all up in his grill, and he just takes him off the dribble all the way to the hoop, gets the and one, hits the free throw. It was just an iconic play. If you didn't watch the game in real time, highly suggest you go back and watch that replay of that highlight move. And so for Trayce Jackson-Davis, confidence is building. Just after he had some pivotal moments against the Milwaukee Bucks and sending away Giannis Antetokounmpo, coming in against the Spurs in this perennial matchup of, you know, one of the most hyped players right now in Victor Wembanyama, and really just making his presence felt. I'm here too. I've got game as well. I deserve to be on the floor. You know, I deserve to have my name in conversations, and keep going, Rook. I mean, this is exactly what the Warriors need. These guys need to play with a chip on their shoulder. Jackson Davis chipped in, I think I mentioned, 13 and 10 double-double with 5 assists and only 1 turnover, a team high plus 20 on the night. Pods was a second best plus 17 on the night. Just really, really strong bounce back games for both of those guys. Pods actually led the team in minutes with 34.5. Chris Paul played 33 minutes. Thompson, Wiggins, and Kuminga each played 30. And then you had Looney and Saric picking up DNPs. So Warriors riding the ship to a degree, obviously still unforgivable losses against the Spurs in Chicago and Boston that, you know, it are hard to ignore. But this is what you wanted to see this team do. Get back into the win column, win a game that you're supposed to win to kick off a road trip. And now you got some time to prepare for Dallas on Wednesday. Speaking about the Dallas Mavericks, Steve Kerr mentioned after the game that he would be really surprised if Curry suits up for that one. Kind of doesn't surprise me as much as we'd all love Curry to be back for one of the three very important remaining games against the Mavs. Curry needs to be healthy, and so don't rush him back. If waiting until Saturday against the Lakers to close out the road trip gives Curry enough time to really turn the corner and get back to full health, I'm all for it. This team needs to continue to play hard with or without Curry. They need to continue to learn how to play well with him, without him. And so that news doesn't surprise me. Obviously, we'll get the official update tomorrow when the team announced he'll be reevaluated, which is Tuesday. But just thought I'd drop that tidbit that Steve Kerr did mention. He highly doubts Curry to be ready. And so it's going to be more Chris Paul, more Andrew Wiggins, more Kuminga, Klay Thompson. These guys are playing well. Klay Thompson, you know, enjoys being in this featured role. And Chris Paul, man, you just see him step up as the leader of this group, as a starting point guard, really taking on the onus of additional offensive responsibilities, looking way more comfortable shooting the mid-range, running this team, and had some really nice things to say after the game in talking about how far along Trayce Jackson-Davis and Kuminga have come, and how much he's just been on all of these guys. And he had kind of a funny comment about, Fitz was asking Chris Paul, you know, you're kind of like another coach on the floor. What is that like? What is that like for the other guys? And Chris Paul's like, you should be worried if I ain't saying nothing to you. Basically that, you know, Chris Paul's always trying to make everyone better on the floor. He's got such a strong personality, always trying to talk it up. And so if he's not saying anything to you, it's because he doesn't feel like there's any point, you know, that you don't have potential or you're not going to listen or whatever it might be. So if Chris Paul's in your ear and he's harping on you and getting on you about stuff, it's because he sees the potential that you have. And that's what this team needs. Honestly, when you've got all these young, incredibly young, developing, talented players, you need somebody with experience and wisdom. And this was exactly what Mike Dunleavy Jr. anticipated in going out to get Chris Paul. Right? There will be times when Steph Curry won't be available and you need somebody to step in and keep the ship afloat. And Chris Paul did all of that and then some tonight. So I think his impact is, it goes beyond the box score, and he's really got an incredible role on this team. Obviously Draymond Green had kind of historically been that guy that's in everyone's ear and talking guys up. And I think guys still really value and appreciate Draymond, but also over the years and the antics, and especially over the last few seasons, he's lost some of the integrity of his word, I think, with some guys. And so having someone like Chris Paul, who also plays a different position, who also has, you know, a different career trajectory and different perspective, just brings so much to this team. I really hope that they find a way to keep Chris Paul in some capacity, obviously not at the $30 million he's currently making this season, but you can just see that there is such a need for a guy who just checks so many boxes, can do so many different things. Obviously, you know, he's not the most athletic, he's not the best defender, he's not the best shooter, but he is an exceptional floor general. He can manage a game, he can take over a game at times in a variety of ways. You know, master of the pick and roll, just so many things that he does that you're not going to find in a lot of other backup point guards around the league. So that's my pro Chris Paul little shtick. And I hope that they find a way to keep him around in the summer, because I do really feel like he's got more to give and we'd like to bring him a ring. And especially if they can win or make some noise in the playoffs and have him be a part of winning Warriors basketball and hopefully we can get this guy a ring. So, like I mentioned earlier, we've got Dallas on Wednesday, Lakers on Saturday to wrap up the road trip, and then back home for New York. So games keep going. You got 18 more games. You know, Warriors still got a long ways to go to climb up in the standings. But you had the Kings lose last night. Unfortunately, the Mavs won, which doesn't help us. But you just got to roll with the punches and go one game at a time and then see where your chips fall by the end of the season. It's definitely going to come down to the last few games, and that's okay. Hopefully, we can avoid the pitfalls of last week's disappointing play and turn a corner here off the heels of this win over the Spurs and keep marching forward. And once again, this has been a We Believe Golden State Warriors basketball podcast. If you haven't already, please give me a follow over at Twitter. That's @SDWarlick. Subscribe, rate, and review the show. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll catch you on the next one.